Parshas Vayakel. The Medrash says that the emesis by Cheta Egel, it says Vayakel Ha'om Al Aaron. And to be mechaper on that Vayakel, you have Vayakel Moshe. Kamoikein by the Cheta Egel, they said Eile Elohecha Yisrael. And to be mechaper, it says Eile Hadvar Mashatziv Hashem. Of course, that's a cryptic Medrash, you have to know, but it's the Darkam Shel HaMedrash that it focuses on a word. That chotu bevayakel, kipru bevayakel, chotu be'ele, kipru be'ele. But that's avada, there's a process over here, it's mavur, as we discussed last week already. Truma Tetzaveh talks about the Mishkan, and then following afterwards Shabbos. Then after Cheta Egel, there's a mahapecha. In Vayakel Pekudei, first it talks about Shabbos, and then it talks about the Mishkan again. We discussed that last time a little bit. But Vayakel is a turning point that it has to do with the kapar of Cheta Egel. The emesis Vayakel is the union of Achtos, to be makil kehilos and put everyone together. Avada, amongst other things, on Akuda in the Cheta Egel was that as it felt in Achtos, we'll see. And the Vayakel is that when you're mu'uchid, and not stam mu'uchid around what? What's the common cause? Eil hadvar mashatziv Hashem, that is mechaper. The Chasam Sofer writes that the emesis Ra'a Kadosh Baruch Hu, she'osid beis hamikdosh, Lechorev, because of Sinas Chinam, and as a preempt to the Osid HaChorben by Sheni of Sinas Chinam, is an Avas Chinam of Vayakel, everyone together. We know that when everyone is Ba'achdus, then it's a different Bechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shaykh is the Klal Yisrael. Remez Yesh Bedover, on Sheni V'Chamishi after Kriyas HaTorah, there's a Rishima of Yehi Ratzayins. Yehi Ratzayin Milfanecha, and we say again and again, and then the last one, we say Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. We don't say Yehi Ratzon. When it's Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, then it's for sure Eis Ratzon. There's no need to stress that it should be Ratzon. Now, of course, by this Vayakel, what is Moshe Rabbeinu teaching Klal Yisrael? Shabbos. Shabbos is Avada, you know, Achdus. If you daven Nusach Sfard, and even if you don't, you should know that there's a Keta in the Zohar called Kegavna that describes how Shabbos is Achdus. Shabbos is one. The emesis, the Sfarim explained that we know we get a Neshama Yisera on Shabbos, according to some of the Sfarim. The Neshama Yisera is not a protheistic Neshama to Ploini and Shmuel and Ayan Almoini. It's the Kloliistic Neshama, Klal Yisrael. Ba'achdus gets a Neshama Yisera. That's the Hakdoma to now the Tikkun of Mishkan, which is coming after the Cheta Egel. Cheta Egel Avada makes Pirud. Every Chet makes Pirud. According to one Medrash, there was actually 12 Agolos. Each Shevet made their own Agola. On Egel, and the Achdus is a tikkun for that. Achdus is Gematria, Megillas Esther, but that's not today's topic. Yes, in last week's Parsha already, but more so again in this week's Parsha, we have Bitzalel. Bitzalel ben Uri ben Chor is entered into the system over here. Moshe Rabbeinu is Nispoil, Shemo Bitzel El Hayisa. That you knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzava on Mishkan and then Kalim. Moshe Rabbeinu tells him to do the Kalim and then the Mishkan. The emesis Tosis and Brachas asks, it's not true. Where was it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzava on the Mishkan before the Kalim? Faker, in the beginning of Parshas Truma, first is the Tzivui of the Oroin, the Shulchan, the Menorah, and then the Krushim and the Urias. So in the Tzivui of the Melechus on Mishkan, it was in fact also. What is Moshe Rabbeinu referring to? Oh, Bitzalel, you must have been there and heard when Hashem said it should talk be first the Binyan and then the Kalim. Tosis asks this kasha in Brachas, Daphne, hey? He answers that actually what Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to is the pasuk in Kisisa, where it says, Es Oyhel Moyed, the Es Ha'orain La'edus. That's where in the Tzivoy of Hashem it was first Oyhel Moyed and then Aron Eidus. But the emesis is there's even a more preliminary kasha, the Chasam Sofer asks. You start with Parshas Truma. Forget about if you talk about the building first and then the Kalim, or the Kalim and then the building. You open up the first few Pesukim, V'yikuli Truma or Rishima of Yud Gimel or Tesvav, things that you're supposed to be tired of. It doesn't say for what. It doesn't even say what the purpose of this Truma is. Give me Zav, Kesef, Nechayshas, till 11 Pesuk later. V'osuli Mikdash V'shechanti B'soicham. At the beginning of the matching program here, it didn't say what we're collecting for. It says what we're collecting, but not what for. Hayitach and the Chasam Sofer says, this is a bechina of Nasav and Ishma, that's exactly what Hashem wants to see. I'm asking you to donate. Afterwards, I'll tell you why. It's reminiscent of an interesting story. The Panevizhirov, who after the war It rebuilt Torah and Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. His entire kehillah was killed out. He was be'etzem a kli shavur for everything. He escaped mamash ud mutzal yesh. The entire kehillah's panavish was killed, and he rebuilt. He had his chaloyim to build a yeshiva that was going to be huge, 100 bachram. They told him he's chaloming when yeshiva with 100 bachram. He said, I'm chaloming, but I'm not sleeping. And he made also a base yisoyim, and he made a lot of different moistis and took care of a lot of things. But Akapana, he was a very big collector. He was always going around collecting money for the moistis, for the inyonim that he was doing. The story goes that he was in South Africa, and he was telling the oilam that he needed money for the yeshiva. And someone gave him a big donation, and a friend of this fellow, who was, there was a lot of litvish yidden in South Africa. There still are most of the Yidden, and there's other people in South Africa, but the Yidden in South Africa are a lot of them are from Lita. So this fellow tells him, he says, you just gave the rabbi a lot of money. He says he needs it for a shiva. Shiva, like when you sit shiva, if someone dies, he sits shiva. He says, why do you need money for a shiva? You just gave him $50,000 for a shiva. What do you need money for a shiva? He didn't understand. He was saying, Father Yeshiva. But this person asks his friend, he says, you just gave the rabbi a lot of money for a shiva. Shiva doesn't need money. Well, he's scamming you. He says, the truth is, I don't know why you need money for a shiva. But if the rabbi says he wants money for a shiva, I'm going to give the rabbi money. I have him on his chachamim. I don't ask questions. Nasa v'nishma. If he wants money for a shiva, let him have it. Now, we have two people over here. We have Bezalel, who's from Shevet Yehuda, and his partner here is Aholiyav. From Shevet Don, Rashi says Don is from the Yerudim Shevishvatim. We want to show the Achdus from the two polar ends. Yehuda, the Malchus of Shvatim, and Don at the lower end. The truth is, the Kliyoker says there's another connection with Aryeh of Yehuda and Don. Yehuda is an Aryeh, and also Don, Kor Aryeh. So B'cholifin, Beis HaMikdash is called Aryeh, Ariel. So that's why Dafka, representatives of Shevet Yehuda and Don. He also explains the Kliyaka that Yehuda is Shem Havaya, which is Rachamim, and Don is Din, is Midas Adin, and we want to show that we're putting it together. We're making showing all the aspects of facets of Klal Yisrael coming together. Now it's interesting. Rashi brings in Vayakel over here that it says by Bezalel, it says, Bezalel, who the Aholiyav? And Rashi says, oh, Bezalel from Shevet Yehuda, Aholiyav from Shevet Don, to show that we're mashvir between everyone by the Mishkan. It's a Pella. In Parshas Kisisa, it already mentioned Bezalel and Aholiyav. And again, in Parshas Pekudei, it mentions Bezalel and Aholiyav. And Davka here in Vayakel, Rashi stresses this Nakuda, that Bezalel from the Rosh HaShvatim, the Aholiyav from Shevet Don, there's a Diyak Nifla. In Parshas Kisisa and in Parshas Pekudei, it very clearly says that Bezalel is the more dominant representative. V'itoi, and together with him also, Aholiyav. And the same thing in Pekudei, V'itoi Aholiyav. In Vayakel, no. In Vayakel, they're together. And that's what Rashi tells it over here. Because Vayakel is about Achdus. Vayakel, in Pekudei, there's hierarchy. Bezalel's way up. He's higher than Aholiyav. But in Vayakel, it's Kulam Shavim. It's Achdus. Vayakel is their Pasha. We're putting them together. Now, again, there is a repeat of the Inyanim of Mishkan. And once again, we say that these parashas come in Chodesh Adar. Now it's Taka going to be Shabbos Mevorchim of the Adar Hasheni, which is, according to some Rishonim, the real Adar. We're not going to go into the whole Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni thing now. But of course, the purpose of Mishkan is Asei Lekitein Echad, the Medrash says, Ve'odor B'toichoi, Odor, Aleph Dor, Alufei Shel Oilam Dor, Hashem wants to have a Dira in this world. Now, the Pasuk originally had said, V'shachanti b'soicham, very nice remez, the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, V'shachanti, V'shachan tofyud, the first base of Mikdash was for 410 years, so it's a remez, V'shachan tofyud, and the same word again, V'sheini tofchof, V'shachanti is the same letters, and the second base of Mikdash was tofchof, was 420 years, so V'shachanti is a remez for the first base of Mikdash, V'shachain tofyud, and also for the second base of Mikdash, V'sheini Tov Chof. Now, one of the things mentioned again over here is the value of the Kruvim. The Kruvim are on top of the Orin, but the Kruvim, the emesis, there's a famous after, there's a stira in Rashi. Rashi in Bereshis, the Pasuk says in Parshas Bereshis, Vayigoresh Esa Odom, he kicked them out of Gan Eden, and over there, there was the Kruvim and the Lat Cherev HaMesapeches, Lishmar Asderach Eitzchayim. There's a sefer actually, Lat Cherev HaMesapeches Lishma Derech Eitz Chaim. It's a sefer that answers up the Chazanish's Gilyonis on Reb Chaim. Anyways, that sefer is that, that the pasuk says the kruvim and the lahat cherev hamisapekas says Rashi. What's kruvim over there? Malachei chavala. And of course, we kruvim by us in the Mishkan, malachim. So Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein used to say, he said, "Is kruvim malachim or malachei chavala? If you kick them outside Gan Eden, they're not in the right place. Then it can come to malachei chavala." You put them in the Kodesh Kadoshim, then they become Alochim. It's important. The Kruvim have to be in the place where they are supposed to be. Now, we know that there's a stira. On one hand, it says about the Kruvim, Upneim Ishal Ochiv. On the other hand, it says Upneim Kalabayas. So the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Daf Sadi Tes, I think if you're learning Daf Yomi, that will be Chof Tes Elo. This here ends, I think, with Baba Basra, Sadi Tes, those that are keeping track. But in Baba Basra, Daf Sadi Tes, the Gemara says, like Kasha Kan, but Isim Mitzayin Nisham Lakim, Kan Mizman She Eino Isim Mitzayin Nisham Lakim. There's a Shaila and Brisk, they declare, how was it when they made the Kruvim? I know the Kruvim could be in two states, but when, by the Asiyas HaKruvim, what was the Tzura by the Asiyas HaKruvim? Was it Isim Mitzayin or not Isim Mitzayin? I once heard, though, that it's not just that there's two facets of Isim Mitzayin or not. It's like a clock. It could be at any angle, right? Depending on, at any given moment, the matziv of the relationship of the ma'arechet yachasim of Kodesh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael, at any given moment, it was either to a certain extent facing each other or not, depending exactly at the point of where they were up to. Although the Pella is the Rishonim ask that the Gemara says in Yuma that Bezman HaChorban, when they came into the Kodesh Kadoshim, they saw that the Kruvim U'ma'urim Zebezeh L'chayra, Bezman HaChorban is L'chayra Zichar, a time that is Einam Oysim Ritzani Shemakim. Why should it be that Dafka then it's Murim Zebezeh? There are many pshatim on that inyan. Now, of course, we mentioned Vayakel brings down the inyan of Shabbos. There are lama tes v'lochis, but singled out in the parsha is specifically the lav of Leisavaru Eish v'chol mosh v'seichem, and there's actually machlokes in the Gemara. Why? We know that the lama tes v'lochis are learned out from Avodas HaMishkan anyways, and we have a Mesoira, Halach HaLamosha Misinai, as to what they are. Why is the lav of Havara Leisavaru Eish being singled out by itself? It's a machlokes tanoim in the Gemara and Shabbos, and the machlokes is either havara lelav yotzis, that havara is different, that it's not going to get karis and skila, it's only going to be a lav, whereas the other lam and ches malachas are the karis of the skila. Another man, the other is havara lechalik yotzis, that I would have thought maybe you're not chayv unless you do all the malachas. No, lechalik, you can split up the 39 malachas, but that's singled out the inyan of malachas Shabbos. But there's another very Shabbos-dicket topic in this week's parasha, which people have a misconception about. We know that in Meleches Shabbos, there's a concept, the Gemara says, Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah. The Gemara uses this concept in a few places. Sometimes Lekula, and the emissaries, if you look in the Rishonim and Achronim, there are actually dozens of halachic ramifications, not from the Gemara, many from the Rishonim, or even Achronim. We'll give a few examples, not going to go through all of them. But the concept that the fact that Meleches Shabbos is different, it's Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah, we'll soon see a few of the Gemaras and the Rishonim's, the Gemaras of this, is that we treat Meleches Shabbos differently, Lekula or Lechumra, not as similar to the other Taryag Mitzvahs and the Shasa Lavim in the Torah, because no, by Shabbos it's different, because Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. Where does it say, by Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves? It doesn't. It says it by the Mishkan, that the Tzalal did a Meleches Machsheves. Ever since, we understand that the Lamites Meleches are learned out from Mishkan, and by Mishkan it says Meleches Machsheves, so that's where we get the concept of Meleches Machsheves in Shabbos, and we'll soon get to that topic. But first, Stam and Pshat, it says, Lachashov Machshavot, La'asot Bazov, Bakesef, Uven Choshes. So first on this pasuk itself, before the Shabbos aspect. The Shalom HaKadosh writes, and this is a famous Machloikis, but the Shalom HaKadosh and many Chassidim and Shemaisa are knowing that every time before you do a mitzvah, Esrig, Sukkah, Tefillin, maybe Chesed with somebody also, maybe. You should say L'Shem Yichud, Kutche Berichu. You should say L'Shem Yichud. Some say by Ben Adam L'Chaveri also. Why not? Was Dafka Ben Adam L'Mokan? Ben Adam L'Chaveri is also Ben Adam L'Mokan. Before you do a Chesed, say L'Shem Yichud. Or not. But Akoponim Zok the Shalak, or the concept of saying L'Shem Yichud before a mitzvah is Lachshoiv Machshovois. Put some Machshova into it. Of course, there are those that maybe put maybe too much or a more dominant emphasis on the L'Shem Yichud, even more so than the mitzvah itself. I'm not going to go into that pulmus. There are those that were very against saying L'Shem Yichud. But the Shalom HaKadosh says it's from this Nechuda, Lach Shoiv Machashoveis. The Chasam Sofer, I don't know if he said L'Shem Yichud, but the Chasam Sofer says about the idea about thinking about what you're doing. He in a melitza dikaway, says the famous Gemara in Brachas about the machlekes of Shimon ben Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel. He says, "Im adam chayrish b'shas charisha v'zoreya b'shas zriya v'kaitzer b'shas ktsira toyrim atahela." And that was Shimon ben Yochai's sheet to sit and learn. But the Chasam Sofer reads it different. Yes, you can go like Rabbi Shmuel, plow and plant and be kaitzer and everything. But when you're doing it, think about why am I doing this? So we could have food to learn Torah. But in Adam Chayrish B'Shas Charisha, when you focus on the Charisha, you're thinking that's the ultimate Matara, and your Kaitzer B'Shas Ksira, and your Zerea B'Shas Zeria, not for the Matara of Torah, Torah Matahe Aleh. Avad, even the Pa'ulas that you do, or as they say, B'drash, Kiyim B'Torah Hashem Cheftzai. Again, it could be Rav Shem Ben Yechoy, that can learn Torah. Or no, even if Cheftzai is that you do something else. But let it be, what is your Chayfetz? Why are you working and trying to make a Parnasa? Because Kiyim B'Soyres Hashem Cheftzai. Or as I saw someone once was Faris, Shetiyu Ameilim Batoira, Bishvil Toira. Havada Besser to be Amel Batoira. But if you are working, it should be Shetiyu Ameilim Lematara what? Lematara of the Toira. Now there's another pshat in Lach Shayv Machshavis. Rashi says literally, it means a certain kind of weaving, to be Oireg with a Maisa Choshev. It's Yidur Reb Chaim Volozhin said a different pshat. And he has a kasha. It says that Bezalel was Mile Oisai Chochma and so many other milas, and then it says Lashay Machshavas. And Rashi says it means that he knows how to weave. Is that how you would call up a person? Harav Hatzadik Hachosin Hagoyin Hakodesh Vator Vachayit, that he knows how to be a tailor. That's like part of the Rishima of his titles. It's not such a Dover Mechubit. Rather, says the Reb Chaim Volozhin, Lashay Machshavas is that Hashem saw that Bezalel knows how to read into a person's mind, because even when you do an adava of Zov, Kesef, Nechoshes to the Mishkan, Hashem wants to know the Iker is Nidvas Liboy, what your Kavana was. Lamoshel, the story goes with the Chaim Volozhin that there was a Shadar, a Shluch of the Rabbanah, that was collecting money for the yeshiva, and at one point, because I guess there was a meeting with the Vad that was in charge of how you run these things, and they said they have to get him a nice sus and an egla and a nice car, they have to go in the first class. You have to know to do it in a mechumidik oifen. And there were some people that dafku were fakir, were upset. They didn't want to donate to the yeshiva. What? I'm donating because now he has a fancy susita and a whole different car and this. I want to donate to the yeshiva. Others said, no. Dafku, if he comes, the shluch of the rabbanon, comes looking mechumid, he'll get money. So Reb Chaim Volozhin said, elu ve'elu are tukulam tzaitkim. Those that want to give the money because they think they give more because the Mishluch came taka looking all mechubed. Their money goes taka to the Mishluch's. What's it called? Because Hashem works it out that the Machshava goes there. And someone that wants that his money should go taka to the more mechubedic thing, that's easier. As a matter of fact, it's a murder to Gazach. The Arachayim HaKadosh asks, it says, V'hamalocha hoise dayom v'hoiser. Frek the Arachayim HaKadosh. Dayom means there was exactly enough. Hoiser means there was surplus. So was it exactly enough? Or was it surplus? Im dayom einoi hoiser. V'im hoiser einoi dayom. To quote the Ur HaChaim HaKadosh. Zok the Ur HaChaim HaKadosh. It was a nes. There was actually hoiser. But then what? Some people are nebuch. Their money ended up going to stampi in surplus waste. No, Hashem made a nes that even though there was more, it was like a bechin of mi et mochsek es amaruba. That even though it was given more, all of it was, the Mishkan was able to farmog and be makabel in it, all of the extra as well. Doifen nes. But I once heard a different shot from the Savrayan and Rebbe Zatzal. He said, Amayr the Gazach, he says, you know, different people, why would anyone donate nechoshes b'chol ha'nechos? Zichah gives off. Teretz says, some people know what level they're holding. I'm a nechoshes, that's what I'm giving. But then you have the guy that donates zov, and he's a knacker, grace a knacker. He says, I gave zov, that mine went straight to the Oren even. You can ba'avol if it went to the Menorah even. Yeah, he's over here. To the Gavi and the Menorah. He's my mind was in the Aron. Red Zachayim, you tell him, Rabbi Yid, you soak a knack in your cup. Forget about it for the Aron. Maybe yours was from the Behoiser. The Seis of not like the Arachayim HaKadosh. There was Daim and there was Hoiser. Al Tikba Libcha. You think what your Kavana was. Lach Shoy Machshavas. But Salah knows what your Machshavas was. Maybe yours was Bechlal from the Behoiser. Don't Red Zachayim. As I should know. But Akapan, that's the various ways of Daim Behoiser. Now, either way, In this machshava of realizing about the dying v'hoiser, there's a fascinating gemara. The gemara says that on the Nesiyim there was a taina. The Nesiyim on one hand said, we're going to be mashlam everything else. And then they, and everyone gave, it was dying v'hoiser. So they didn't have what to give. They brought them, in the end they brought the avonim, the whole shakavataria. On one hand it's a taina on the Nesiyim. So l'chor, there's a shtikla aura. Fakert, the Nesiyim are saying, triple matching. We're covering everything. You know, whatever they give, we'll fill in whatever's left in the holes. That l'chor sounds great. The Teretz is the Tainas, the Nesiyim should have known. You have to know your Kehillah. They should have, the milo of a manig is that he has to know. If it ended up that Klal Yisrael gave Dayan v'hoiser, that's kufa atayna under the sea, and they should have realized that Klal Yisrael is holding at that madrega of being able to give all of that. Now, as mentioned, we said that lachshav machshavos is a concept of, right, b'chol, or there's another pasuk here, uvacharosh es eitz, lasos b'chol meleches machshavos. So meleches machshavos, again, is mentioned in context of the Mishkan, but it's the makar for the din of meleches machshavos b'shabbos. To name a few examples, misasek, the Gemara in a few places, in Croesus, in Sanhedrin, in Shabbos, misasek is putter by lametes meleches. Why? Meleches machshavos asra tayra. Dover Shane Miskavin. Now about the Dover Shane Miskavin is a concept in Kol HaTerekula. But there is also a Shabbos concept of Dover Shane Miskavin. Melacha Shane Tzricha L'gufa. According to many Rishonim. The reason is, it's not Melacha Shane Shabbos. What's the example of Melacha Shane Tzricha L'gufa? The classic example. Choyfer Bar. Ve'in Sarach Elo La'afra. Because the Iker Matar of Choyfer Bar is that you should be a bar. If you're doing it only because you want to offer, that's Ene Tzricha L'gufa. Frektis Fasemes. Apella. Where was Chayfer in the Beis HaMikdash? They needed to make a Mizbeach Adama. And they needed to be Chayfer to get the Adama for the Mizbeach Adama. So if anything, a Chayfer bar v'tzorech la'afro should be the tzura of the Malacha when it's, yeah, v'tzurasay. There are so many other examples though in the Rishonim and Achronim, just to name a few. And there's a din by Koisev on Shabbos. If you write Kalachar Yad, you're not Chayiv. If you write it in an awkward manner, with your left hand, if you're a righty, or with the hand in the opposite direction. If you write in a Shvira Shinoi, the Chelkas Machaikik Evan Ezra, in Kuf Chav Gimel, and Hilchas Gittin says, if you write a get Kalachar Yad, the get's kosher. He says, why is it different than Shabbos? Because by Shabbos, the reason you put there, because it's not Malachas Machsheves. Don't sell it to Gittin. Well, Bechlal, like some Rishonim, the Gedorim of Ksav Agavi Ksav is because of Malachas Machsheves. The Shiurim, according to a lot of shitas, a lot of times in the shiurim of Shabbos, it could be that maybe Lagabi other isurim wouldn't have those same gedorim. The Minchas Chinuch wants to say that if a person writes ksoivis kaka, which he makes a tattoo, you chayv even if you do one ois. Why? By Hilchas Shabbos you need two oises. Okay, there it's Malachas Machsheves. The gedorim of Boyer sometimes comes out like that. Oh, another one by Bishol on Shabbos. It's Michael Ben Drusoy. It could be by Hilchas Basav Cholov. The Shir of Bishol, Machlekes Rishonim, but the Shir of Bishol is not Michael Ben Drusoy. Why should it have different Gedarim? Meleches Machsheves, right. I heard an interesting Shiloh in the Gedarim of Meleches Machsheves. It's Negea, Bizman Azeh, they have a lot of modern technology. They have all kind of grumma machinery. And this Achroinim that want to say, maybe for Pekuch Nevesh, or even if not, that you're allowed to sometimes rely on the fact that it's going with grumma. But what would Taka be the din? If you operate a machinery with voice operation that you just, you say, you talk and it turns it on, right? You tell, I forgot what you call her, do you tell her to open up the lights? Yeah? So is that groma? Is that mamash a malacha d'iraisa? Are you chayiv skila? What about in not so long in the future, there will be chips that will be put in your mind that machshava will, malach, it's not pashit. Machshava will be able, you'll think and it will turn on a machine. Is that going to be a malacha d'oraisa? You're not doing it. What? Meleches machshavas. Yeah. I already told you when you're going to eat the power of a modern technology meat, you'll eat it together with chips. But you have to get that joke. Hakoponin. So this is a very complex shaila, and the gedorim thereof of Meleches Machsheves. Shabbos is Gematria 702. Bnei Yisachar explains that that's 27 times Shem Havayah. 27 times Shem Havayah 72, because Shabbos is mayor on all Chaf Beis Oisiyos, and even on the five Oisiyos of Mansapach, the 27 Oisiyos, Shebehem Nivra Torah, B'tzalol Yodeya, Lasos Tzirufei Oisiyos, Shebehem Nivra Shemayim Varetz. Shabbos is mayor on all 27 Oisiyos. 702 is Shabbos. Before Kabbalah Shabbos, we say a piyut from Rabbi Shlomo Alkibitz. Before then, the minig is, if you come on time, as I should be, to say six kapitlach Tehillim, starting from Lechun Niranina. Those six kapitlach have 702 words. Count your words. 702. Keneged Shabbos. Shimon Bar Yochai is Gematria Shabbos. It's brought down, though, that most of the food that we eat on Shabbos in Mispar Katan is Gematria 7. Because Shabbos is 7. Yayin is 70, but in Mispar Katan is 7. Dog, well, that's an easy one, is 7. Challah is 43, which is in Mispar Katan 7. Basar is 7. Galar is 7. You have to know how to spell that. It's very interesting, though, that the Rebbes, by the Tish, they hack the butzel. There's an Inyan by the Heilige Rebbes, but I am at Sibylla, but yeah, it's very important. The Rebbes are the one that knack the onions. So I heard the pshat is because, it's two pshat them actually, that one pshat is because butzel is gematria 14. It's not gematria 7. So you have to cut it in half, and that's the avoid of the Rebbe to make it into a Shabbos tekaifim. But the truth is, lahalocha, the reason is because there's a famous chiddush from the Rashba that in the malacha of toichain, like lamashal oife, you're not allowed to be oife, even if you're going to say, but I'm going to eat it right away. That's not a heter to eat, to do malacha oife. Which malacha, if you do it miyad, is less of a problem? Medina the Gemara? Boira. Boira, oichel biyad miyad. But that's a Gemara. But there's a Rashba that toichain, in certain refining, depending if you're planning to eat it right away, it's not malacha's toichain. Now, by the Rebbe, we don't know when the davening is going to end. So it has to be, that's why the Rebbe himself claps the butzel. It shouldn't be that you prepared it before. Maybe you can't tell in advance what time. Everything is lamalam and azman. And that's the Indian. Allah of it. That's the emes of shah. Why there's a thing. Now, the Gemara says in Shabbos, taf ayin, that there are lamed tes malachas on Shabbos. The Gemara says, the remez is from Vayakel. It says, Eile hadvarim. Eile is 36. Aleph lamed. Hey, this is the Gemara. And then dvarim, hadvarim is another 3. Dvarim, hadvarim. And that's the makar for lamed tes malachas. But the Gemara actually brings another makar, the Gemara in Shabbos daf mem tes, that it says malacha or meleches or malachtoi 49 times. And since it says in the Torah meleches, malachtoi, the word malacha 39 times, that's the remez for the 39 malachas. Again, in Shabbos daf ayin is where it says eile hadvarim. And in Shabbos mem tes it says, it's not that because it says malacha 39 times. Frek the Gemara. Frek the Gemara. No, it says malacha 40 times. And the Gemara is mesupik about, you're right, it says malacha 40 times, but one of them doesn't count. And the Gemara is mesupik. One is from this week's parsha, v'hamalacha hoysa dayam hoysar, and there's a tzad that since malacha, maybe over there malacha doesn't mean malacha, it means the donations. Maybe malacha hoysa dayam doesn't count. On the other hand, by Yosef HaTzadik, it says, v'yovei habaisa lasais malachtoi. And maybe that one doesn't count. And the Gemara says, we're not sure which one, and that's how you get to 39. Because be'emes, if you would count both, it would be 40. And that's why I want to suggest, there's a man diomer in Shabbos daf, hey, that it says that there's a man diomer, Isi ben Yehuda, he holds that there's only 38 malachas, that there's one of them that you don't get nenesh for. It's because he vayisais his chayshish for both of these sheep, so he gets down to 38. The Pella is Frek the Pnei Yeshua, Frek the Tosis Yontif. If you count how many times it says Malach in the Torah, it says it about 65 times. And like you can't be Erech be off. The Gemara Mam is down to the nitty gritty, got down on 39, 40. So there's a few different Shatim. One of them is that we're only referring to when it says Malach in reference to Isurim. But I saw one interesting Pshat. Fakert. Whenever it says Malach, it counts. But Dafka, when it says Malach in reference to Shabbos, it doesn't count. It's only when it says Malach not in reference to Shabbos. The problem is, if you work it out, we're still off by one. And the answer is, this is an Einfall, that there's a pasuk in Parshas Emor. It says, Sheshes yomim tasa malocha, uv'yoyim hashvi'i, Shabbos Shabbosim mikra kodesh. That's in the beginning of Parshas Moedim. There's a famous verse from the Gra that pasuk is not referring to the 6 days of the week and then Shabbos of Shabbos Bereshis, but rather there are 6 days that you're allowed to do malocha seichel nefesh, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkis, Shmini Atzeres, Pesach, and Shavuos. Uvayim Hashvi'i, Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shabbos. And so the Fizeh, it's going on Yontif. It's not in the Cheshbon. Toisus in Psochim, Dav Kuf Yud Zayin, he says that the Yidden worked in Mitzrayim, Avoidas Perach. Perach, Pei Reish Chof, in Atbash, is Vigal, Vov Gimelamed. Gematria 39, the Lama Tes, Malachas. That's also, there's also that in Damsar Deyakinim Ari Vechule, there are 39 letters. Actually, we spoke last week about that it's usher to count. And we said that when you have a minion, you're supposed to count Yeshia Samech, Avarach, Snaf, Nasecha. Some Eberchachim came once into Shul, he started counting Damsar Deyakinim. That was also Echvesish, and that's not. But that's the amount of words. But the amount of letters in Damsar Deyakinim is, in fact, also Keneged connected the 39 malachas. Another remez for the 39 malachas, it says, Sheshes yomim tasa malachta. Sheshes is gematria 1,000. Sheshes, that's an easy one. Shin, tough. Sheshes is gematria 1,000. Arboim choser achas. The Mishnah in Shabbos, Tafayin Gimel says, Malachas Shabbos are Arboim choser achas. Arboim choser achas is gematria 1,000. So Sheshes yomim tasa malachta. Which malachas? Gematria Sheshes. An easy one. Sheshes is 1,000. Is gematria arboim choser achas. Now we mentioned that even though there are lamed tes malachas, but the ones that are singled out is the one that's singled out is leisavaru eish b'chol mashvei seichem b'yom haShabbos. Now the emphasis in the Zohar it says leisavaru eish means that there shouldn't be the eish of machloikis or there shouldn't be the eish of kas on Shabbos. Sefrekta b'nei sos, what during the week you're allowed to do kas? What's the leisavaru eish? Is a bazunder union on Shabbos not to do machloikis? He says, yeah, the Zohar says if you have kas or machloikis on Shabbos, it will ignite the fire of Gehenim. So he explains Pashat. During the week also avadi not when I have kas, but the fire of Gehenim is going anyways. If you do kas on Shabbos, you're over in Malacha Dairaisa. You're doing Havara. Loisavaru eish b'chol moish v'seichem. You get it? It's not a drash, it's the pshat. When you're doing kas and machlaikas, you shouldn't do it during the week either, but the fire is anyways burning. But on Shabbos, when you do like Savaru, says the Bnei Sasser, so then you're doing the malacha of Havara. Now we said that there's a man v'yomer that says Havara l'lav yotzis, which means it was nischadesh, that it's not going to get chorus, it's only going to be Havara l'lav. There's a lot of raid in the Achrayim that Havara l'lav yotzes doesn't just mean there's no chorus. It's bechlal, it's not considered a malacha. Maybe the gedorim of Malachas Machsheves doesn't apply over there. Maybe even, l'mashal Toisvus Shabbos, you have to already keep the Lamates Malachas. Maybe Havara you don't, it's not part of the series of the Malachas. That's in the Mandem Havara l'lav yotzes. Of course, Al Kulana, there's the famous Chiddush of the Ur Sameach. He says Havara l'lav yotzes is only that there's no chorus. Skila there still is. Interesting Chiddush. There's no chorus. Skila, there is, he answers Shvera Kashas with this. But I want to focus on the other one, Havara L'chalak Yotzis. A fascinating Zach. The Gemara is Mavur, that Havara L'chalak Yotzis means, it's Machlek, it's a steer in Rashi. In one place, Rashi says, that, in Pesachim Davhei, that if a person does two malachas, Kaisiv and Chayrish, on one hand, B'shoigig, B'helem Echad, he just did Chilul Shabbos. So maybe only B'chayiv one. Terence says, no, L'chalak, Yechayiv and every malacha separately. But Rashi Yavama says a fascinating thing. He says, the havmin of Havara l'chalak yotzes is, I would think you're not chayiv unless you do all 39 malachas. You're not chayiv unless you do all 39 malachas. The Pella is, Mekoshish. He was Mekoshish Eitzim. It's a machlokes in the Gemara, what Mekoshish is. But whatever it is, it was one thing. He was Mekoshish Eitzim. I thought you're not chayiv until you do all 39 malachas. Why do you need Havara l'chalak to teach you that you're not chayiv unless you do all 39 malachas? From the Mekoshish I can prove. So someone said, no, the Mekoshish already did the other 38. He was doing the makab apatish, pun intended, of the malachas. He already did the other 38. That's a vada, a grace of daichet. But actually, the Gemara speaks out that by Havara l'chalik, if you end up doing different malachas, you chayiv separately for each one. To the extent that the Gemara says in Shabbos Taf Samach Tes, that you could have someone that will, on one Shabbos, do all 39 malachas, and he'll get 39 chiyuvim karbonis. Why? Because he was shoygig on separate malachas. The problem is the Gemara learns that the shoygig was that he didn't chap. He knew it was Shabbos. He didn't know this is usher to do on Shabbos. Because if he just didn't know that it was Shabbos, it's still one shkaga. Even if he did different malachas. The shkaga was that he didn't know it's Shabbos. The Torah says he knew it was Shabbos, but he thought it's mutter to be kaisiv and chayrish and zayreya and kaitzer v'chule. Oysashtei bateinir and toifer. Frek the Gemara, the yodale Shabbos b'mai. How could he be chayiv 39 karbonas? 38 I could get it, but 39? So what did he think Shabbos is about? What, he has to know something. And again, it can't be that he thought it was Tuesday, because if he thought it was Tuesday, he'd only bring one carbon. We're talking about a fella. He knows that it's Shabbos. And b'shoigig, he did 39 malachas. So what did he know? What? Neshama Yisera, Kiddush, Kugel, all these things, the Rishonim asked. He knew about the essay of Zohar. He knew about the essay of Shabbosoin. That's not what the Gemara says. He knew about Mechamer, right? Look, so there's 17 things there. That he knew about Muksa. That's not enough. It can't be a Derabbanan.
It can't be that he knew it was Usher and you did the Mice of the Shaking?
No, that's Mesasa. That's Mesasa. It has to be that he knows it's Shabbos and he thinks that it's mutter and separately. It could be that he remembered this one, then remembered that one, and forgot, and then went into the next one. We need halav echad. The Gemara says it was halav echad of 39. Lamai said the Gemara, and there's a lot of shatim over here, but the Gemara says it was tchumin. He didn't know it's also to go out of the tchum. Now I saw an interesting pshat. Why did the Gemara choose tchumin? Say he didn't know mechamer, he didn't know about kiddush, he didn't know about shabbosayim, he didn't know about oynik shabbos, right? A lot of things. How do you have a guy, he knows it's Shabbos, and he doesn't know anything? Azah poyer, so what does he know? Pshat is he's a pashat yid that lives out in the forest, not in the yishuv of Shar Anshe Kehaleinu, and he doesn't know anything about Shabbos. You know what the one thing he knows? There's a sign written in his foreign language, Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos for the Jews. That's what he knows. So that's why he knows about Tchumim, because he's there. Wait, and Yana Megvelt. I saw what that's for him. That's the pshat. So Tchumim, Veister. To go say that from, I saw the Menachas Chinuchas, there's a machlokes if shoyvit umedaktik is not one of the malachas. So yes, maybe that's what this guy doesn't know. He's holding ready the Menachas Chinuch of shoyvit umedaktik if it's a Talmud or a separate malacha. No, Pasha Tchumen, Eves Garnish. No, there's a sign in Polish that says, Ad Kan, Tchum Shabbos for the Yid. One last Nakuda. When someone is not sure if he's a Yid or a guy, Tinak Mushlach. For those that haven't or will or already did this, it's a Mishnah in Machshirin, yeah? You know Mishnah, yeah? Tinoch Mushlach im Roiv Anshe Ha'ir Yisraelim Yisrael Mechz Mechz Yisrael Roiv Nochrim is Nochrim. Or let's say a Ger that was Megayer Mol V'Leitoval. Or Bechlal, if you want to talk about the Shaila, that the Ovais have a din of a Yisrael and a din of a Ben Noach. So rabbis do on this Shaila of what should you do? We have a problem because Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa, and a Yisrael is not allowed to do malach on Shabbos. What could be the solution? How this yid can go through a Shabbos, and on one hand, on the tzad that he's a yid, not do any malacha, and on the tzad that he's a ben noyach, not be over the din of akum sheshavas chay misa. I know there are a lot of tzitzim, including wearing tzitzis in the street. Some interesting ones that I saw. He could make a shaliach, a goy, to do malacha for him. Because a goy is allowed to make another goy a shliach. Yesh shliach is Masas Ben Yomim, brought down in the Shach. Chuvas Masas Ben Yomim, that nochri le nochri, there's a shliach. So he makes a shliach to do malach of him. On the tzad that he's a ben noyach, he wasn't shavas because of shlichus. On the tzad that he's a yid, he's good to go. Hagam, you get involved in Amir al-Akam, but maybe we can deal with that. I saw one shot that the pshat is he should do one malach ataka. It's pekuach nefesh, Pasha. He's going to get killed, as Akam sheshavas. So that's a heter of pekuach nefesh. Another Einfeld one. I know the Olam knows the basic ones already. I mean, the Haflah says that you should do Malacha Moitza Shabbos, and that counts, because in the Goyish schedule, a day is from the morning till the night. One last one. Yeah, this is an Einfeld. There's a Ramban. The Ramban's Shita is that to do Mekechu Memkar on Shabbos is also with Al Isu Nereis of Shabbosim. Add that to the list of things that the guy should know if he knows about the 39 Malachas. He didn't know the Ramban of Shabbosim. But here's a chap. If you do Mekechu Memkar on Shabbos, you're over Al Isu Nereis of Shabbosim. Now, what you should do is right before Shabbos, buy something with Kinyan Kesef. And then when it comes Shabbos, do Mashiach. If you're a Yid, you already claim it with Kesef. A Yid has Kinyan Kesef at Midaraisa. And since he was already Zaycha with Kinyan Kesef, when he does Mashiach afterwards, it's time to put Ula Balma. On the Tzadik, he's a Ben Noyach. A Ben Noyach doesn't have Kesef. So then he's doing Mashiach. He's doing the Kinyan now. And he's doing the Malach. He's doing Shabbos. And that's another way out. Good Shabbos.